This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It seems like it is birthday season. I mean, what was everybody doing 9 months ago? I guess I do know that. But my kids have been invited to so many birthday parties. And I know a lot of it is that school rule that you have to invite everybody in the class. Here's what I want to know, because I have two boys and I never want to assume that they are both invited to the party. Like last weekend, we had a birthday party for Colt, my little one, at Sky Zone. And Carter, my oldest, was so bummed that he couldn't go. And I said, no, somebody is paying for Colt to be a part of this birthday party. They don't need to pay for an extra kid. So I just automatically assumed it was only an invite for Colt. Well, I got to the party and they were like, where's your other son? I said, oh, I didn't bring him. They're like, oh, you should have. I'm not trying to put an extra kid on anybody's tab. And the test I gave Carter was, I was like, do you even know the little kid's last name? And he's like, no. And I said, good. Then the parent is not paying for you. What is the rule when it comes to kids' birthday parties? If your kid invites a friend, is the sibling automatically included on the guest list? Or does it need to be specified on the invitation? What's the correct etiquette for this? Can you give me a call? 888-431-3764. I also asked this because Carter has a birthday coming up and I want to make sure I do the right thing. 888-431-3764. George Strait on K-Frog. Those tickets coming up at 9:30 with your At Work perk. Right now though, kids' birthday parties. When you're putting together the guest list, does your kid's friend's sibling automatically get an invite? Rhonda in Highland, what do you think?
No, they don't. I raised five children, and any time that I was okay with siblings coming, I told them.
Okay, so it has to be, like, said or written on an invitation.
Yes. You don't just assume, because I had five children. I don't just assume because one of my children were invited to a birthday party that they can all the rest of them can go. That's not fair to anybody.
That's so true, especially because birthday parties nowadays, if you go out to these places like Sky Zone and John's Incredible Pizza, they're not cheap. Erica in Yorba Linda says the sibling is not automatically invited. My friends will actually put on the invitation who it is specifically addressed to. Val from Chino also agrees with that. Says the invite must say Colt and family if they're including the entire family. What do you think? When it comes to your kid's birthday party and they invite a friend, is that friend's sibling automatically invited? You can call or text me at 888-431-3764. It seems like it is birthday season at my house. My kids have been invited to a ton of birthday parties recently. This past weekend, it was at Sky Zone for Colt's little friend. And Carter was so bummed that he didn't get to go. And I told him, no, I'm not going to automatically assume that you are invited to this party. Somebody is paying for Colt to be a part of it. They don't have to pay for you just because you're his brother. Allison in Anaheim, what do you think? Is the sibling automatically invited?
It's mostly for where the place is, like an in-house party. And I think they should be invited just because my mom forces me when I have the party. But if it's like the Sky Zone or somewhere where it's going to cost, like it should just say only what sibling is actually invited because they do have to pay extra.
That's a great point. Like it depends on where it's at. It is easier to be like, hey, everybody can come over to my house versus, hey, let me pay for all your kids to jump at a trampoline park. Alexis in Fontana, what do you think? Is a sibling automatically invited?
Me personally, yes. And that's because when I was younger, anytime we went somewhere, it was
always a family. So it's always a family event. Nobody can ever tell the kids, sorry, you can't come. Like, that's the worst feeling ever.
That's true. And I know for some families, it's hard. You know, if one of the parents is working or if you're a single mom or dad and you have both kids, you kind of got to take it. 909 says, I would simply just ask ahead of time, maybe send a text and say, hey, can the sibling attend too? Just to make sure everybody is on the same page. You can weigh in now. Is the sibling always invited? Is that an automatic plus one? Call or text me at 888-431-3764. And speaking of birthdays, big birthday shout out to Phoenix and Jack celebrating their 12th birthday. Happy birthday, guys. I'm waiting for my birthday invite. All my family's coming, okay?